You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've been talking to the Facebook thing. Wanda, I didn't realize I was a live mic at that point because I was looking in the wrong direction.
I thought I'd include everyone else in that conversation.
That's okay. I don't mind. The best part of the show is...
Come to the front of the class, Jim.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, now we're going to have Melissa Rubin on. Melissa's a top salesperson, broker associate over at Compass Real Estate. We're going to talk a little about what Compass is. We're going to talk about Melissa's vision of the future here in Miami. We may even get her opinion on where the market's headed. But the one thing I know is Melissa's been a thought leader for years down here in South Florida. Welcome to the show, Melissa Rubin.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here. This is actually my first time on radio, and it's super fun, and I'm happy to do it with you.
Oh, very cool. It's great to have you. It's going to be super fun. If it's not, I wouldn't have the show for 387 episodes in I don't know how many years, but it's great to have you on. I know we've been wanting to get you together on the show. Tell me a little bit about Compass. Compass is new to the scene in Miami. I went to the website. It looks like it's got a young and vivacious staff up in New York and in other markets, and I know I've met a lot of the team down here, and they're just terrific thought leaders. You, Madeline, the rest of your team, high five to you all. But tell me, what's the story about Compass?
Compass is like the Silicon Valley of real estate. It's one of the coolest things I've ever experienced. I happened to see a friend in New York when I was there visiting who had just joined Compass. And just going into their office and seeing a whole floor of people doing technology, it was like astonishing. And it wasn't just about real estate. It was about collaboration. It was about getting everybody together for like one idea. And it was just so amazing. So when I met with Beth here in Miami, it just seemed like the perfect fit for me. And especially with what's going on in the world right now. I mean, we are just breaking every known fact known to mankind as far as how we live. And Compass really exemplifies how we take all of those not status quo situations and move forward. So I triple love it.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, and it's and the thing that I think that was the most important is the human environment that you described, because it is real estate is collaborative. You do project the energy of your office. And I think it's really important to have a collaborative group with a lot of positive energy.
You know, it's so true. And the best part is because we are so tech savvy and so tech driven, but yet we still have that human touch. And I think in general in our lives, we're missing that human touch because of all the technology. And they combine it so well and encourage us to be collaborative and encourage us to like just speak the world about that collaboration.
Give me a little human touch.
Okay.
There
I love
you go.
It.
All right. We got started with some good human touch there. Now, tell me a little bit about you've been in town for a while. How long have you been in Miami? When did you move to Miami?
I moved here in 1997, actually. I was in the fashion business. I came here to do a startup.
You're so glamorous. I'm wondering all about
yes.
that. I love your hair, by the way. Great new hair. It is.
Thank
her,
you very
her
much.
Hair is brand new. It's fabulous.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
That's what's important. It doesn't matter about me. It matters. Remember, it's all about you. Now, so you came to Miami. You've seen a couple of changes. What's the biggest change that you've observed since you came to Miami?
The skyline, the restaurant scene, which is just phenomenal right now. The arts and cultures was when I came here in 97 was really not as existent. It was existent, but just under the surface.
We could say it was a little redneck town when you moved here.
Not so much. Yeah, maybe a little bit. But
I grew up here. I'll say it. It was. There was no culture. The culture was going to the Dolphin games. Then we got the Marlins in the Heat. And so now we've got the Perez Art Museum. We've got the children's art stuff. We've got all kinds of great things, the great museums, even more museums are coming out here.
And no, it's great. I actually live in the Arts and Entertainment District, so I watched the Perez Museum go up. I'm looking at the Philip Frost Museum going up right now. We walked to the park with our dogs, and it's just what was and what they said was going to happen is actually happening, and we can walk everywhere now.
Well, the neighborhood you described used to be named after a shopping center. So I think that we're coming a little bit farther ahead in our lives. That was the Omni is what that area used to be called. And I think it's really a much better idea to have it as the arts and entertainment. We've got a lot of great investors that have taken positions there, and they're doing some really interesting things. One of the things that we talked about prior to the show in the green room was the impact that transportation was going to have on the different neighborhoods, and the desirability would be impacted, and that the neighborhoods might have to transform themselves. What are some of your thoughts on that?
It's so interesting because when I started in real estate in 2002, everything was about the parking spot and making sure that not only there was street parking, but there was parking within the buildings. And when 4 or 5 years ago, when the developers started creating buildings that had no parking, and they were encouraging like that more urban situation where we would take Uber and we would rent bikes and we would have cars to go.
Have the Underline.
Oh my God, the Underline is unbelievable. And what's great about the Underline, I think too, is that it's going to attract young talent. And I think that's what we're missing in Miami. When I look at my friends that are employers in New York, all of the kids want to be there because of the Underline, because of the green space, because they can live outside. And the younger generation, the millennials, really want like life balance.
What do you mean just the millennials? So do I. I think everybody in today's world wants a life balance. They want to live in a fully diversified, vertically integrated community where they don't need a car, or if they do need a car, they can use the ride sharing. And I think that we're seeing that evolve in some of Miami's close-in neighborhoods.
100%. And it's really, we're breaking the tradition. And I think to be part of that, anytime to be revolutionary rather than evolutionary is like a phenomenal experience. I think anybody living in Miami right now is experiencing that with all the transportation that is here right now and coming, and the light trains and the train from Orlando to here. I mean, it's just going to make it a much different city and a much more vibrant city than we are today.
Now, what do you think the impact on real estate values? And since you do a lot of residential, let's kind of talk about residential a little bit. What do you think the impact is going to be with all of these improvements to our marketplace as far as the value of the condos, in-town homes? What do you think is going to happen with all that?
It's interesting because statistically, oh, I should speak English better. Statistically.
It's okay. You're from Canada. We'll let it slide.
I know.
Eh?
Statistically, it's been proven that people will pay more to be in neighborhoods where they can use public transportation. So I think for us, as we're growing, it's only going to increase our values as our public transportation by neighborhood, connecting everybody, grows.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that when I sell a lot of urban land to the developers, and we'll use Biscayne Boulevard north of downtown as an example. I think that if you're at one end or the other of Biscayne Boulevard vis-a-vis 195 or the 112, is that 112 and 195? No, 195
and 395.
And 390. Yeah, I always get my numbers mixed up. If I don't use the names, I'm not. But if I think that if you're close to one of those ends, I think you're going to have good value. I think that if you're in the middle, you're going to have a tough time getting out of the neighborhood quickly. You may even have to exit through by Jackson Memorial Hospital sometimes to go west.
But if we have the trains,
yes,
then you just, and it's so easy. I mean, for me, I have the Metro Mover right outside my door. So I can just walk. And if I want to be in Brickell, I don't drive anymore. I get on the Metro Mover because it will take me 10 minutes instead of 30 minutes with the traffic.
Do you take that to do food shopping?
Do I take it to food shop? I have, depending on how big or low, but I'll take an Uber if I don't feel like driving, and I'll go food shopping, and then I'll take an Uber back.
So how much is Uber to go food shopping?
$2.
Oh my God, who wouldn't do that?
Right?
Why would you own a car?
I know, and that's the interesting thing. And what's going to happen, you know, I grew up where all we wanted was a car, and I grew up with records and,
vinyl records.
I know.
LPs.
I know.
I just wanted to be specific here. Wanda's cracking up because you're still waiting to get into my treasure trove of LPs in my storage unit, aren't you? Yeah, you don't care. It's all my kind of music. Yeah.
And my nieces, they never even saw a record except for like what my sister might show them that she collected when she was younger. So we look
They're making a comeback. Don't feel bad. They're making a comeback.
Maybe so.
All the millennials like to live in the past. You know, it's like a flashback thing for them.
But you know, it's when you read about the driverless cars and what's going to happen and all the automobile manufacturers creating them, and we're going to become obsolete, and will the car eventually
become
obsolete?
No, we're not going to become obsolete. You see, because I'm like an Uber car. I got to put the thing on me so I'm going to do this in the news. I'm like an Uber car because I got that laser beam on top of my head that just keeps on going and making sure I'm having the collisions. But see, I got the laser beam, so I have the right collisions. I have a laser beam, so I get the, oh, that guy I got to meet, that lady I got to meet, and I got the laser beam takes me right over.
No, but my point being, we no longer have to drive. It makes it easier for us because we can do other things while we're driving, while
while we're being transported.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
I got that wordsmith thing going today.
You're right.
So, you know, it's interesting because I really didn't know how important Uber was to me until I came in real late at night into Miami International Airport and I punched the button and there was no Ubers. I actually tweeted, how could Uber not have somebody at the Miami International Airport when I came home at 11 o'clock at night and I got favored, I got retweeted. Boy, it was the most bang all over the place there. But it was, I couldn't believe it. And I had to take a cab, a regular cab, $15 more.
Yes.
$15, and it's only a $30 cut, $31.30. It was a $32 cab ride, including the tip. Uber was $17. I couldn't believe it.
It's pretty amazing.
It's disruptive. Listen, we got to go to a break. We'll be back. We're going to have some great conversation. I'm going to try to make Melissa laugh again. We'll see if I'm successful. I got a feeling I probably will. We'll also have some great information you can put to use today. We're going to talk about where Melissa sees condo values increasing the most. I'll give her a couple minutes to think about that. We'll be back after this. Remember, Melissa Rubin, condo lady, real estate lady. She's on the show. You're going to want to hear. Wanda, all yours.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. You get ready.